This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we got a lot of news. Apparently, there is a needle scare in Australian strawberries. And a federal probe has been launched because there were a contamination of strawberries with needles and pins. I don't know what the heck happened there. I mean, you think maybe it's shard or something that got stuck in the machinery, but apparently it is, it's pretty nasty stuff. Also nasty is this whole Brett Kavanaugh, confirmation hearing where, now there's an accuser that has come forward saying that she was assaulted by him. And both he and his accuser say they are willing to testify. And this is definitely, been sparking debate throughout the last few days as to, again, why this didn't come out sooner, how the FBI probe didn't catch this, if it was true, and why 30-some years later we're talking about it in the final hours before he's confirmed. We're going to talk about that. Low-dose aspirin. The debate has been going on for years. Do you take the aspirin? Do you not? Now they're saying, you know what? The risks may outweigh the benefits for older adults. And aspirin is supposed to be one of those super drugs. We're also being told that household cleaning products could also be making us and our kids fat. Again, it's the exposure to chemicals, which we talk about a lot. We have a bunch of teenagers vaping marijuana. Okay, we knew that was coming. We talked about how people put the marijuana in their vape. So even if it's not legal in the state or city in which they live, there's a way for teens, well, it's not legal for any teen to be smoking marijuana. There's a way that these kids are outsmarting the system. These kids are so smart, they're so wily, and they know exactly how to do it and where to do it. Doctors are pushing a ban on baby walkers. These baby walkers are pretty bad. Kids keep hurting themselves every day. We have a nurse who has basically written herself hundreds of prescriptions for controlled substances, and how can that be? And she got busted. And one interesting thing I want to talk about is there's fake news, you know, in among a bunch of the media outlets, but you think that the weather, you know, the channels that deal with weather would be safe? No. And we're going to talk about this. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Hurricane Florence, which was downgraded to a tropical storm, it had hit landfall as a Hurricane 1, Level 1, then became a tropical storm, has already killed about 19 people. Whether it was heart attacks, carbon monoxide poisoning, flooding, trees falling, unfortunately we knew this was going to be deadly. And floodwaters have cut off Wilmington, the state's 8th largest city, from the rest of the state. And 13 have died in North Carolina, 6 in South Carolina. Dams, levees have been threatened, missing children, a train derailed in North Carolina. The I-95 had to be closed. We're seeing record rainfalls. It's bad. We're seeing river flooding. Rescuers are underway. They're concerned about toxic threats because there's a lot of hog and poultry farms and a lot of manure and sort of pathogens that can unfortunately get into the waterway. South Carolina, there's been at least 100 rescuers. Bridges have been threatened. Schools, government offices have had to remain closed, but they were hoping to reopen some of them today. So it's been an absolute mess. And so we're watching the news, right, very closely. And on Facebook, this video emerges of a meteorologist and a reporter who is standing out there trying to brace himself for the, just trying to brace himself in the gusts of wind. And I remember Geraldo Rivera during the Galveston hurricane years ago. He was almost falling over in the wind. And I mean, you could see the wind. That was really happening. You could see it. Well, apparently that was some damn good reporting that people want to emulate it. So there's a video where you see Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel reporting on Hurricane Florence, and he's rocking back and forth. And there's all this wind, and, I mean, he looks like he's in the thick of a storm. And when you look behind him, there's just a couple guys walking. Just a couple guys walking and, doing nothing. I think it was the Today Show. There's another video circulating where after one of the storms, during, I believe it was Superstorm Sandy, there's the reporter was in a canoe. And she looks like she's, you know, in feet deep of water, and then two guys walk by in front of the camera, and the water was at their ankles. So now the weather channels are apparently being accused of being a part of this quote-unquote fake news. So what's going on here? Well, all right, being in the media, okay, you have to keep your reporters safe. And you are not allowed to, producers and reporters are not allowed to be in 6 feet water. Reporters are not allowed to become victims, because then first responders have to save the reporter. And you want your first responders saving the people who need it. And yet, reporters need to give you an angle or a glimpse or a snippet of what's going on. So they try to pick the areas where you could see as much of the flooding, where they're allowed to be, where as much of the weather, but where they're safe. And so, unfortunately, it takes some choreography where they need to be in an area that looks representative of what's going on, but doesn't put them in the deathly scenario, or put them in a way that prevents first responders from doing what they need to do. And so, unfortunately, now weather channels, as well as other news outlets, have been accused of fake news. And, it happens. It's 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com.
There we go.
Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Yeah, this is so weird. It's not my end, though. My
message
my
and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change
before,
your fridge filter is a hassle.
Can,
remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So
on,
it filters fast. We have some good advice.
I guess you'll
instead,
have to tell
remember
me,
this.
Even
text
if I don't
best
the bumper,
55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform
for some
is
reason,
confusing.
I don't hear
so whether it's finding an affordable
off.
Insurance plan, keeping
and
your doctor,
so
or being able
though.
To afford needed
I mean,
prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control
yeah,
your
now,
own healthcare costs
yeah.
and choices
just,
with Liberty Healthcare. Liberty Healthcare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients
I
who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every man in America is holding his breath hearing what's happening with this one. And it's sad on all sides. For the accuser, for the accusee, this is again an example of the mess we live in today's society and how we really need to figure out how to approach one being assaulted, two, trying to come forward about being assaulted, three, being accused, four, how to protect yourself from an accusation from 30 some years ago. It's just a mess all the way around. And a lot of us don't know what the heck happened. It's going to be, unfortunately, a free-for-all. And people are going to get hurt. And it's going to mess up the system for the rest of us. So, just to recap, there's a California professor. Her name is Christine Blasey Ford. Blasey Ford. She wrote, from what we understand by the Washington Post, a confidential letter to a senior Democratic lawmaker, I think it was Feinstein, alleging that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her over 3 decades ago. They were apparently high school students in suburban Maryland. Now, she, I don't believe, allowed all this information. I don't think she originally wanted everybody to know. I think this was just a letter she wrote to Feinstein going, I'm not sure what to do with this. I don't know. I haven't seen the letter. But now she is willing to testify and come forward. But then again, you feel she wanted to say something for her to be as, you know, to be able, you know, to, it seems like she wanted to tell her story. So speaking publicly for the first time, she said it was one summer back in the 80s that Kavanaugh and a friend were both stumbling drunk. And she says they corralled her into a bedroom during a gathering of teenagers at a house in Montgomery County. While his friend watched, she said, Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed, on her back, groped her over her clothes, grinded his body against hers, tried to pull off her one-piece bathing suit and the clothing she wore over it, and when she tried to scream, he put his hand over his mouth. She said, I thought he might inadvertently kill me. Now, she's a 51-year-old research psychologist in Northern California. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing. Ford said she was able to escape when Kavanaugh's friend and classmate at Georgetown Preparatory School, Mark Judge, jumped on top of them, sending all three tumbling. She said she ran from the room, briefly locked herself in the bathroom, and then fled the house. Now, she came forward with this, or I should say she brought it up, and she brought it up, I guess, in 2012, when she was in couples therapy with her husband. So people are accusing her of waiting until Kavanaugh was, you know, hours from being nominated, but she brought this up back in 2012. The therapist notes, portions of which are provided by Ford and reviewed by the Washington Post, do not mention his name, but say she reported that she was attacked by students from an elitist boys' school who went on to become highly respected and high-ranking members of society in Washington. The notes say 4 boys were involved, a discrepancy Ford says was an error on the therapist's part. Well, I don't know. Ford said there were 4 boys at the party, but only 2 in the room. And I get how details could be muddied years ago. I get that. I mean, there was multiple decades. Note from an individual therapy session the following year, according to Washington Post, when she was being treated for what she said had been long-term effects of the incident, show Ford described a rape attempt in her late teens. In an interview, her husband, Russell Ford, said that in the 2012 sessions, she recounted being trapped in a room with 2 drunken boys, one of whom pinned her to a bed, molested her, prevented her from screaming. He said he recalled that his wife used Kavanaugh's last name and voiced concern that Kavanaugh, then a federal judge, might one day be nominated to the Supreme Court. On Sunday, the White House sent the Post a statement Kavanaugh issued last week when the outlines of Ford's account became public, saying, I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time. So this is a mess. This is a complete mess. We have an instance where a girl was attacked. Whether she was attacked or she wasn't attacked, that's not for us to debate. But something happened in the 80s. This gets brought up in couples therapy. And it gets brought up 30 years later. I'm not sure if the notes actually bring up Kavanaugh at the time, but there's a witness, her husband, saying she brought up Kavanaugh, then this gets brought forward. So if this did happen, things like this have happened, where somebody gets attacked, they don't want to say anything. I didn't say anything. I was afraid to say anything, and I wanted it past me, and I just kept quiet and moved on. And that's what a lot of people do. And then, unfortunately, you see somebody, you know, in your face, and it comes up, and it, and you're like, I got to tell somebody. I have to deal with it. That actually does happen. We're on one end of the spectrum. That does happen. You know, you could try to put something away in your mind and, you know, suppress it for decades, and then all of a sudden it's all over the news and the name, and you know, you're like, okay, I have to put closure to this. Yes, I need to say something. So that does happen. On the flip side, what if it wasn't him? On the flip side, what if she's lying? What if her memory is skewed? What if she doesn't remember entirely? What if it wasn't him? Now, possibly his life is ruined. A Supreme Court nomination, right? At the mercy of somebody saying, and a he said, she said, and trying to find witnesses who would remember from 36 years ago to either protect you or to accuse you, this is a mess. And so if she's innocent and this really did happen, this really stinks for her because, you know, people aren't going to believe her because they're like, really, it's coming up now? You know, you couldn't have brought it up at all any time between the last 36 years. But on the flip side, I get that. I understand that because he wasn't really in the public eye and you didn't hear him all over the news until now. And she's mad. This was ridiculous. He forced herself. If a person forced himself on her, some people, you know, can't let that go and shouldn't. So, when I first heard this, it really stank of, okay, really? This is what the Democrats are pulling? It's going to be another sexual harassment charge? And then the other thing that came to my mind is I've hung out with guys. I've had more guy friends than girlfriends. I've seen guys at their best, and I've seen guys at their worst. And guys, you know, guys are handsy. And many of them, I never chalked it up to assault. I probably could have. Many guys have groped and done things that they shouldn't have. And it's something that, unfortunately, is something that, you know, we have dealt with for too many centuries. But that could possibly put 90% of our men at risk of never getting a job again in their lives because they had a handsy interaction with somebody sometime in their past. Although this really sounds brutal. This sounds like an alleged rape. So, one of you had posted, you know, looks like Trump should just nominate a woman to get Supreme Court, to get the nomination put through, play it safe. I mean, is that where we're at right now? Where every company to play it safe, or every institution, so something like this doesn't come out, if it's that common, has to just go with a woman? I don't think so. There are women that grabbed people's butts. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, this is a real mess for all parties involved. 1-877 Doug Belly.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I-95 closed through North Carolina because of the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Now just a tropical depression, but still a huge rainmaker. Also dumping on Virginia and parts of western Maryland now.
I mean, we've seen the pictures of some of the flooding in North Carolina. We know that there's a very dangerous situation there. So the best advice is to stay put until it's safe to get it back on the roads.
That AAA spokeswoman speaking there to NBC News. At least 17 people known dead because of the storm. It's now a 5-alarm fire at a shopping plaza in Brooklyn, New York. It broke out in a parking garage of the King Plaza shopping center this morning. Multiple cars on fire on two levels, including the second floor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, so this is weird. The Australian government has ordered a federal investigation into the contamination of strawberries with needles and pins, as police reported incidents in two more Australian states. Greg Hunt, the Australian Health Secretary, directed Food Standards Australia and New Zealand to investigate the incidents as concerns spread about the apparent sabotage of the retail supply chain. This has been reported by CNN. People in the state of Queensland reported finding sewing needles in their fruit last week. So anything that happens in the southern hemisphere always seems to kind of affect us, excuse me, later on, right, with flu. Flu season hits, right, Australia first, and then we get it years later, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve happens in Australia first, and then we later get it hours later. So I get nervous about strawberries because I do love eating strawberries. As a kid, I used to call them straw babies. I want straw baby, please, straw baby. It's strawberry. Never little straw babies, those are babies. I was like, you're an idiot. Anyway, my parents had no problem calling me an idiot. I was. And my father like, oh, you're completely stupid. You stupid. Yeah, I'm stupid, so. Yeah, is that a good thing? I'm proud. I'm stupid and proud. Anyway, so the authorities don't know whether the later cases were connected or whether they were copycats. At least 6 brands of strawberries have been affected. One big retailer in New Zealand said it would halt the sale of Australian strawberries in the wake of a scare. It's now beginning to look as if it is much broader. So, Reuters reported that a man in Western Australia and a girl in South Australia reported finding sewing needles in their fruit. A man told police, and then there was a needle in the sink after washing a bunch of strawberries. So, does this affect American strawberries? At this point, we don't know. But it's being now reported in American media so that we, like, get our acts together and we check it out. So, do we ever eat strawberries from Australia? I don't think so. I don't. But I got to tell you, man, the picture I'm looking at, these strawberries look good. It's very interesting. The strawberries I'm looking at, they're all nice and red. I don't see any bruising. I don't see any worms coming out of them. So wherever this picture came from, I'll eat those strawberries. So the problem with, you know, these needles and toothpicks and these sharp objects is they just tear through the gut. You know, I can't tell you how many times that we swallow things. Now, it's funny. Some people say they've swallowed a bone and they've been okay. Well, then you were lucky. Some bones could be really sharp. Some pieces of cartilage could be sharp as well. It all depends on the angle and all depends how your body churns it. Hopefully, the acid starts to dull the ends. But when you're talking about metal, like needles and pins, not so good. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a boy, 26 years old, Arthur Medici, died in a shark attack while boogie boarding. This was off the coast of Cape Cod. And Marissa Medici, his aunt, told the paper that she often pleaded with Arthur to stay out of the water, but he said, Mom, or Auntie, or whatever he called her, yeah, sharks aren't going to bite me. And he also called himself Superman. See, my kids and my husband do the same thing. I'm like, you know, because they scuba dive, So, anyway, and I'll go, well, what about sharks, guys? You know, they're sharks. Oh, and they act like I'm an idiot. They make fun of me. And those sharks don't bother you. And trust me, I took scuba diving classes, right? I became certified. They tell you not to worry about sharks. The sharks won't bother you. And when you're down there scuba diving, believe it or not, you are fairly safe. You don't really hear of scuba divers getting attacked by sharks. But you do hear that boogie boarders or surfers do. So there's something about you being on the surface that attracts the shark more than you being down there among other fish. So I just can't, you know, psychologically analyze. I just can't, shall we say, judge them or I can't take, you know, take the temperature, you know, of how they feel when I'm down there. So I would just say avoid the shark. But this is tragic. She said, I always ask him, don't go, please don't go. He said, Amp, they're not going to bite me. The sharks don't bite me. I'm Superman. And then she said, when it happened, I couldn't believe it. It was him. It happened to us. There are no words, no words. So apparently he was attacked around noon Saturday off of Newcomb Hollow Beach. Now, fisherman and surfer Joe Booth was on shore when he saw the man and his friend boogie boarding when the attack happened. He said he saw the man aggressively kick something behind him, and he saw a flicker of the tail from the water. He realized what was happening when the friend came ashore, dragging his injured friend. I was that guy on the beach screaming, shark, shark. It was just like right out of that movie, Jaws. This had turned into Amity Island really quick out here. Now, the aunt said her nephew was with his future brother-in-law, Isaac Rocha. They were a few meters away from him, and he saw he was being pulled down. He saw something was wrong, and when he came up out of the water, he went to him to rescue him and take him to the sand. Unfortunately, the shark bit on the back of his legs, the calves. He lost a lot of blood, basically everything. So there was screaming. People were trying to do tourniquets, call 911, and he didn't make it. And, you know, many of the boogie boarders are like, we've been surfing here all morning right here. They were just a little further down, wrong spot, wrong time. Life-saving measures were attempted on the beach. He was taken to Cape Cod Hospital in Hyannis, unfortunately pronounced dead. Now, this is the first fatal shark attack in Massachusetts since 1936, and the second shark attack this season. Apparently, a 61-year-old New York man was severely injured August 15th after fighting off a shark off Truro. That's about 4 miles north of Saturday's attack. He's currently recovering in a Boston hospital. So Wellfleet Police Lieutenant Michael Hurley says today is just keeping everyone out of the water. There'll be a determination later about what the town wants to do with the beaches going forward. Yeah, I mean, thank God for that movie Jaws, because we really, you know, we really now are quick to not listen to authorities when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, oh, don't worry about the shark, you know. All right, we saw what happened with the mayor in that one. That was some bad news. So, beachgoers in the Wellfleet Beach is apparently popular with surfers. Sunny skies, warm temperatures, so it was a nice day. And even though summer season is over, lifeguards actually were no longer on watch. And so it took people, it took citizens on the beach to help save them. They said there have been frequent shark sightings this summer along the Outer Cape. Maybe it's because the waters are getting warmer. The National Park Service manages many of the beaches. They said it had to close beaches for at least an hour about 25 times by the end of August. See, this is what I want to know, and we got to get a shark specialist to come on. What do they do? I mean, when they gauge if sharks are around, do people go out there and swim and look around? I don't see any drones with radar. So if there is a shark sighting, how do they know to only close it for an hour? They say the state's last shark attack fatality was on July 25, 1936. It was Joseph Troy Jr., 16 years old. He was bitten off the waters of Mattapoisett. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So when we come back, I'm going to review with you guys how to survive a shark attack and what to do to avoid it. But the other thing I want to talk about is our faith in the media. You know, we opened with this story of how a meteorologist from the Weather Channel was caught over-embellishing the winds and how he had to stand with him looking like he was blown over, people just kind of walking behind him. You know, if some people decide not to evacuate, is this to blame? 1-877-DOCTOR.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is fairly good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, over the weekend, one of our followers wrote and wants to be anonymous. Didn't really want this on air, but that's okay because I want to talk about it anyway. Wants to know, and he wasn't very, shall we say, politically correct, or he wasn't very kind, but wanted to know why people stayed and didn't evacuate with the hurricane. He thought it was selfish. Apparently he was really, really mad about hearing some of the deaths. And wants to know what were people thinking, what's the psychology behind not evacuating when, you know, a storm is coming. And I thought that was, a valid question. But then we have this story and multiple videos out there, and they're kind of humorous if you look at them, even though it's really sad considering what happened, of these people faking the reporting, you know, during a hurricane or during a, you know, faking the amount of wind and being able to stand there, or the flooding, where they'll stand. Like, for example, there's a picture of Anderson Cooper in waist deep water, but the camera guy is in, you know, up to his ankle in water just a few feet away. And so, I appreciate what's happening in the media because, again, they are trying to give us snippets, and they need to be safe, and they need to be in a safe situation, and they need to show us how very easily, you know, there could be a gradation of the street, and you could think you're fine, and then all of a sudden you could drop multiple feet. And so, you know, I don't know if I would call it fake news, you know, but I do not like people pretending and rocking back and forth and pretending to be battling hurricane winds when you see people behind them looking like they're going out for ice cream. So that is a problem. And so the reason why I don't like it, and the reason why I have a major gripe, and this kind of goes with the shark story, is once people don't trust the media, and a lot of us don't, then it's going to be like the boy who cried wolf. Then when the media says, guys, get out, this is a bad storm, people don't listen. And so I was watching some of the footage over the last few days where people said, actually, this really wasn't that bad. Matthew was worse, but it was fine. And, you know, you hear from Florida, some of the Floridians last year saying, it wasn't even bad. They told us to go and get stuck on highways and deal with price gouging with gas. And we were fine in our home. It rained. It was rainy and windy. No big deal. You and I know that for some parts it was deadly, and no media outlet or no legislate, no politician or city official is going to say, you know what, sometimes the media is wrong, sometimes the media overstates things, over embellishes, so you'll be fine. Because the reason why is if one person dies, okay, everybody, you know, I mean everybody's responsible. So 19 people now, the death toll has risen to 19 people with this hurricane. That's huge. Is that enough to warrant everybody evacuating? I think if there's the potential for one person to die, yeah, I think the government, I think the media have a duty to tell you to evacuate and tell you to do something, you know, different, just like with shark attacks. If there's been a shark attack, I mean, I think it is the city's duty to shut down the beach. I just do. The problem is people are on to what the media is doing. And when they say that, when it really comes down to, okay, I need to actually close up my house, take my pets, you know, leave work, be stuck on a road where I could be in bumper-to-bumper traffic around people who may loot, who may be, you know, people feel safe in their homes. They don't want to be in an area. They don't want to be out there, you know, where they don't feel safe. They were interviewing a guy, I think it was today on Fox News, somebody had a cat. He's like, well, I stayed because of my cat. And I know some people were laughing at that, but, you know, I get that. To be in a car or to scrape together some money to be in a hotel with your animals, not really having access to food and, you know, having to, you know, rely on grocery stores, sometimes it's easier to just batter out the storm. And a lot of people did. And so the media has a very, very fine line. They have it kind of tough. They have to tread carefully, you know, where they give accurate news such that when the news says you need to evacuate, but they also, you know, need to, I mean, if it's not going to be that bad, you know, there's got to be some sort of grading or warning system. And we also have to have more accuracy. Now, it blows my mind that we know where hurricanes are going to go. I'll go to the Weather Channel, and I'll watch the satellites, and I find it fascinating watching these hurricanes in the Atlantic, and as they're coming off the coast of Africa, and then they start moving towards, you know, the tropical Atlantic. There used to be like a tropical Atlantic satellite, and then there was a Caribbean Atlantic, a West Caribbean, an East Caribbean map. And so I used to watch all those, and I found it fascinating to watch and how they turn. And I could even predict how they wanted to, how they're going to move. And so I think meteorology is fascinating, how they're able to predict that and figure that out. But when it looks like there's a direct hit to a state, how do you know what's going to happen? How do you know what's going to hold, what's not going to hold? How do you know what looters are going to do? And so I think this year is probably one of the worst in terms of people just not buying the media, just not buying it. We don't know what to believe. I mean, look at what's going on with Kavanaugh and his accuser. Half the country doesn't believe her. Half the country does. All right, this is ridiculous. There used to be a time, all right, decades ago, where if you were assaulted, right? Yeah, because nobody used to lie about that. People would believe you. Now, somebody figured out that, yeah, you could say you were assaulted and it works. So when somebody, whether she was really assaulted or not, comes out and says, they have to actually spend more time trying to defend their accusation. It's a mess. And we know that the media takes a lot of the blame for trying to give us this sort of view. One of my patients had been in San Francisco during that really bad San Francisco fire a few years back. And I go, oh my gosh, you know, the fire, were you hurt by that? And he goes, Dahlia, it was the same building. The news kept showing the same building at different angles. And we're sitting there going, are you kidding me? You know, I have a lot of family in Israel. They're very close with a lot of Arab Israelis. So you have Israelis and Arabs, you have Jewish and Muslims living together, and you know, and they look at the news and they go, you know, it makes it look like, you know, we're fighting each other on the street. We live together in harmony. You got the extremists and you got what's going on in Gaza and things like that. But the media will give you the picture that they want. They will they will twist the headline. They will, you know, I'm really nervous about how the media is going to address the flu shot this year, the flu vaccine this year. Last year, I wrote an article on how maybe the media needs to shut the hell up in terms of predicting flu shot efficacy, because what happened is one woman heard the news, the flu shot not that effective this year, so she's like, I'm not going to get it. And then she ends up getting the flu and dies. And I'm like, why is the media an expert on flu shot efficacy? Just because some government agency or somebody goes, well, maybe it's 16% effective, or how do you know which one of your listeners will be in that 16% that it'll save? Maybe we need to, in the media, shut the hell up and say whether it's effective or not. Now, if there's a risk factors, if it causes, you know, side effects, yes, that has to be out there. But saying, well, we don't know if it's going to be 35% effective or 38% effective. Yeah, it's a news story. That's fine. But, tell people get the flu shot and tell them that its efficacy depends on a variety of factors, and we don't know if it's going to help you or not. 1-877, that's all.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.